जमुना माई की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, कावेद भक्त बिंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी सुजैसमल भवती, ऑल ग्लोरी सुजैसमल भवती, ऑल ग्लोरी सुजैसमल। थैंक यू वेरी मच। Dr. Atmaram, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly coming here and participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. Today, I shall discuss one chapter from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is 7th canto, 6th chapter. The statement by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee, and his father was a great atheist. The struggle between the theist and the atheist is perpetual. It is not new. Anyone who is in this material world, he is supposed to be atheist, because just like the government gets together all the criminals in the prison house, similarly, those who are disobedient to the laws of the supreme law, such criminals are sent into this material world. इच्छा देश समुत्थेना सर्गे जानति परंतप। इच्छा एंड देश, इच्छा मीन्स डिजायरिंग एंड देश मीन्स हेटिंग, दीज टू थिंग्स आर देयर। इट इज नेचर, ए लिविंग एंटिटी, इवन इन गॉड देयर इज such things, but in God, because He is absolute, His hinsa, desa, or love is the same thing. Again, just like, for example, those who are scientifically searching after God, the Jnani, they also merge into the existence of God. And similarly, the enemies, the atheists like Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kansa, they were killed by God, but they got the same service. That is, God, absolute. So, Prahlad Maharaj was a son of a thief. His father would not allow him to cultivate Krishna consciousness, but he was naturally Krishna conscious. And as soon as he would get some opportunity in the school, because the school was also full of students who were born of atheistic father. So, as soon as you get some opportunity in the 15 hour, he would speak something about God consciousness. So that chapter is here. He is speaking to his fellow students. Kaumaram Acharit Prajna Dharman Bhagavatani Ha दुर्लभं मानसं जन्म तदपि अधुर्वं अर्थदम्। दिस इज द साइंस। Durlabang manasam janma. This human form of body is very, very difficult to obtain. In this material world, there are 8,400,000 species of life. Jalajalam lakhani, sabara lakhavinsati. The aquatic animals, there are 9 lakhs. 900,000. Similarly, sabara. Sabara means those who cannot move. Just like trees, plants, fields. They are called sabara. And those who can move, they are called jangama. Sabar jangam. Moving and not moving. But all of them are living entities. So, this non-moving entity, namely the trees, the plants, the grass, they cannot move. Apadani, they are called apadani. Apadani chatuspada. Everything is described. The nature's law. Ahastani sahastanam. Apadani chatuspadam. Nunang mahatang tatra. Jiva jivasa jivanam. Ahastan, sahastanam, just like man has four hands, therefore he is some animal which has no hand, only legs. That means pasu. Similarly, apadani chatuspadam. Apadani means one who has legs, cannot move. That means the seeds and the plants and the grass and the straw. They are foodstuffs for the chatuspada, for the animals. Goats, cows, buffalo, they eat. Nunang mahatang tatra. And those who are weak, they are eatable by the strong. In this way, jiva jivanam. Every living entity is the food of some other living. Just like we are eating here, animals, not we, but some of us. But we are also eatable by the tiger, because the tiger is strong. So, nunang mahatang tatra. There, in the jungles, there are snakes, big snakes. They eat small snakes. So, this is struggle for existence is going on. So, we have to pass through all these lives. These three lives, the aquatic life, when the whole world was merged into water, pralaya paya dhijale. At that time, living entities were in peaceful aquatics. Whereas the land dried, the living entities began to take the forms of trees, plants and grasses. Then gradually, jalajana malakhani sabala alakhavinsa. Krimayo ruddha sankhata. Krimaya means insects. There are different kinds of insects. There are 11 lakh species. And then, pakshinam rasalakhavam. You know, everyone of us. You have seen that once they develop their feathers, the ants also, at the time of death, they develop their feathers. So, from the insect life, the evolution comes to the bird's life. Kashinam rasalakhakam. And we have to pass through these 10,000 species of life in the bird life. Then, pasava trinsalakhani. Then, 300,000 of species of life in the animal kingdom. Then we get manusatatulukha. There are 400,000 species of life in the human form or body. Out of that, 90% they are not to be considered as human beings, uncivilized. Maybe 10%, 5% only civilized. Among the civilized beings, most of them, they are not following the Vedic principles. Or even they are following Vedic principles. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Veda Badu Rata Pratha. Simply, falsely, talking of Vedas. But he does not know what is Veda, what is the purpose of it. The purpose of Veda is stated in the Vedanta Sutra. That Vedanta means the last stage of knowledge or the topmost understanding of knowledge. Veda, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means this end. Vedanta. The Vedanta, in the Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is called Athata Brahma Jijnasa. Athata Brahma Jijnasa means that these Vedanta or these Vedas, they are not meant for the animals. The animals cannot understand what is Veda. They have got knowledge of this Ahara Nidra Bhayamas. We are trying to improve our material status, how to eat, how to sleep, how to mate, how to have sense enjoyment, sex life, and how to defend. So this defending process, the so-called advancement of civilization in eating, mating, and sleeping, these things are can be learned without any scientific knowledge. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha samanyametat pasadhi narana. Eating. We are eating. The dog is also eating. The tiger is also eating. The elephant is eating. The ant is also eating. But they have no problem. The elephant is eating at a time 40 kilos. And the ant is eating 1 grape. But by the arrangement of the supreme law, the 1 grain is also there, and the 40 kilos are also there. Who is providing for the elephant? Who is providing for the tiger? And who is providing for the ant? But there is arrangement. In the Vedas it is stated, Eka bhunam vidadhati kaman. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam, tika bhunam vidudati kaman. These are the statements of Vedas. That a nitya, the supreme Lord, is eternal. and we, the living entities, we are also eternal. Na jayate nam jayate va nitta dhasatoyam na hannate hannamane sarire. So we are also eternal. And Krishna, the Supreme Law, or the Absolute Truth, or the Parabrahma, Paramatma, he is also eternal. We are equal in quality. And similarly, God is also living force, a creative force. We are also creative force. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. Then what is the difference between God and me? The difference is, he is eka. He is only one. God is one. And we are many. Bahunam. Then what is our relationship? Eka, this one, is feeding all these numeric, all these many. So by nature, either you call by nature, or by God's arrangement, these problems, ahara nidra bhaya maitho, is already there. You can see that out of 8,400,000 species of life, there is only 400,000 species of life in the human kingdom. Out of that, most of them are uncivilized. But except the so-called civilized human being, there is no problem for their eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So why the civilized man will have the problem of eating, sleeping and mating? Why? What is the reason? Because in a civilized form, he wants to forget God. That is the fault. That is the offense of the so-called human civilized life. Therefore they are suffering. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tisam Nityavijuktanam Jogat Shimam Bahamaham. He is supplying food to everyone. Suppose there are 8,400,000 species of life, and if he is supplying 300,000 species of life, why not 100,000 species of life, civilized human form of life? Why? Why God should be so much partial? No, that is not the thing. The real thing is that the so-called civilized man, they are trying to forget God. That is their fault. Our process is that whatever you may be, you may be a scientific man, you may be something else, it doesn't matter. But you must see whether you are making perfection of your life. That formula is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said there, Atapung Vijija Sreshta Varnasama Vibhadasa Sanushitasya Dharmasya Sangsiddhi Haritosanam. You may be engaged in any occupational duty of your life. Duty means according to position. A scientist's duty is to work in the laboratory. A lawyer's duty is to practice in the court. A businessman's duty is to go and keep up his shop nicely. So there are different kinds of duty. You cannot say that everyone will have the same duty. That is not possible. Just like in our body, there are different parts of limbs. The mouth is doing something, the hand is doing something, the belly, the abdomen is doing something, the leg is doing something. Similarly, as there is division in the body, there must be social division in the social body. That is called varnasrama vibhagasa. Scientifically, we are divided. Not we, but by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chatur varnamaya system, guna karma vibhagasa. There are four divisions of the human society according to quality and according to karma. Not by birth. He never says by birth. This is not accepted in the Shastras, that these divisions of social life should be calculated by birth. No. By guna, by quality, and by karma. Just like Dr. Atmaram is scientist because he has acquired the quality of a scientist and is working in his laboratory for scientific research. Therefore, he is scientist. Similarly, there are divisions. There are many divisions, but formerly there were grossly four divisions only. The Brahmin, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya and the Sudra. The most intelligent class of men were known as Brahmins. And the next, the administrator class of men, they are called Kshatriyas. One who gives protection to the citizens from attack by others. So they are called Kshatriyas. And similarly, those who are producing the food products, krishi, go, raksha, banijam, vaisya, karma, sabhavajam. So the intelligent class, the administrative class, the productive class, and the sudra, the laborer class. This is most scientific division. As there is scientific division in the body, there is brain, there is hand, there is abdomen, there is leg. Similarly, these divisions are there. And they have their duty. The Brahma, they should be truthful, satta, sama, dama, tidikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam. This vijnan of science is the subject matter for the learning. It is not the understanding of God is unscientific. Jnanam means savijnanam. Vijnanam. If we don't understand through science what is God, then that knowledge of God, just like foolish person, they ascribe some faulty behavior in the affairs of gopis, because they know, they do not know, they have no scientific knowledge of Krishna. That's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that manasyanam sahasyeshu kacchi jatati siddhaye. Not all men. Manusha, according to Sri Ramanujacharya, manusha means one who has got control over the shastra. He is called a manusha. Shastradhikara. He has described manusha. When he is commenting on this verse, manusha nam sahasreshu kachidyatati siddhaye, Sri Ramanujacharya, he says manusha Sastradhikara Yogya, those who are fit for understanding the Shastra, the Vedas, they are manushya. Otherwise, according to Acharya, they are not considered as manushya. Manushyanam sahasreshu tasciddhatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam tasciddh bhittimam tasata. Those who do not understand what is Krishna, scientifically, they commit that mistake. Unfortunately, in our society, the so-called reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam, they jump over the 10th canto, and especially the 5 chapters describing the Rasa Leela of Bhagavan Krishna, without understanding Krishna, because they want cheap adoration from materialistic persons who are very much fond of sex life. So these so-called reciters, they take advantage of this weakness of the public, and at once they go to that Rasa chapter and inside. Therefore, this impression has come. Otherwise, one who knows scientifically Krishna, he will not jump over like that to recite the 5 chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam describing Krishna's Leela with Gopis. That is very scientific. But these rascals, they do not know. They do not understand what is Krishna. They think of Krishna as ordinary man. Abhijananti manamura manasintam samasita. And because they want cheap audience, they have caused this defamation against the Supreme Personality of Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi. No woman could offer him respect coming nearer. He ordered that woman should offer me respect from a distant place. He has given another verse that niskinchanasya bhagavat bhajanon mukhasya. Those who are desiring to understand Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, niskinchanas, bhagavat bhajanon mukhas. Niskinchana means one who has no more desire for any material sense enjoyment. They are called niskinchana. And such person can engage himself in the devotion and service of the Lord. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te danna mahanimitta bhajanti mangadirabhata. So this Bhagavad Bhajan is not for ordinary men. Those who are completely uncontaminated from all sinful activities, such person can be engaged in devotional service. Therefore, our students are forbidden the prime principles of sinful life, illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. So, when these people are trying to reach Krishna, being completely pure from all contamination of sinful life, does it mean they are going to worship Krishna who is sinful? Is that very reasonable? But we do not understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu tasciddhatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhana tasciddhetimam tattata. So, understanding of Krishna is not for ordinary man, but the most scientific and pure soul. Because Krishna says, only persons who are siddhas in the perfectional stage of life, he can understand. Not all. Those who are in the perfectional stage of life, Brahma Bhuta. Out of them, Jatatamapi Siddhana, Kashit, out of them one may, Kashit means one, may understand Krishna. And so far his connection with the gopis, that is not understandable by persons who are not free from sinful activities. Therefore, there are 12 cantos in the Bhagavad Gita as Srimad Bhagavatam, and 9 cantos are there for understanding what is Bhagavan. Just like here in the 7th chapter, 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj is describing about the Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means to understand God. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of God. And Bhagavat means the knowledge about the Supreme Personality of God. So Prahlad Maharaj recommends here, Kumaram Asarit Pragda Dharmana Bhagavatamiha. This Bhagavad Dharma should be taught to the students from the very childhood, Kumaram. Kumara age is from 5 years to 16 years. That is the recommendation. Kumaram asarat pragda dharman. Why Kumaram? Because if we do not teach the students what is Bhagavan, the scientific knowledge of the students, every educational quality can be achieved or attained when it is attempted in childhood. In the old age it is not possible. Sometimes ago I read in the paper in Unnao district, one father and one daughter appeared in BA examination. The daughter passed nicely, the father came. Therefore, any educational system should be taught from the beginning of life. This Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumaram Asarat Pragna. Pragna means one who is actually knowledge. They should teach the science of God. Bhagavad Vigyan. This Bhagavad Vigyan. Evang prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam. It is not sentiment. It is a vijnanam. Evang prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. If you train yourself in the bhagavad bhakti yoga, then you become very joyful, prasanna manaso. That is the scientific knowledge of God. The symptom, if anyone says that I know what is God, the symptom must be there. What is the symptom? Joyfulness. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na suchati na tamsa. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. Mad bhakti lavate pada. So, this bhakti yoga, it's so nice that if you execute it properly, according to the scientific way, Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Matsanam Vandanam Dasam Saktam Matmanivedam. These are the scientific process. The first process is that you must hear as you go to college and hear the professor. Then you become advanced in that particular type of knowledge. Similarly, you must hear first of all. Without hearing, how you can understand God? Without hearing, you cannot understand any ordinary subject matter. How you can understand the Absolute Truth? without hearing. Therefore, the Vedanta recommends, Athāta Brahma Jignāsa. Now you inquire about this human form of life. Now you inquire about God. But where is that education? Where is that education? I was invited to speak in Massachusetts Technological Institute. My first challenge was, so where is your technology by which you can distinguish a dead man and a living man? What is that technology? How distinguish this dead man and the living man? I speak of my father, my brother. Here is my father, here is my brother. But when they are dead, I say, my father has gone, my brother has gone. Where he has gone? He is lying there. Where are your sights to see? What? Well, who are your father? Who are your brother? Where is that sight? If you say, this body is my father, then the body is lying there. Why you are crying? Why you are saying that my brother is gone? That means you have never seen your brother, never seen your father. So in blindness, so what is the use of that scientific knowledge? If you have got scientific knowledge, if you say this is a lump of matter, chemicals, then replace that chemical and make him alive again. That is scientific knowledge. Not theory, just like Darwin theory. He has no knowledge, scientific knowledge, how these bodies are evolution. He says something missing, so many theories. No, here is the scientific theory. That Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlabhanga Manasanga Janma. He knows the science. Therefore he says, Durlabham. This human form of life is very rare. Why? Because he knows that the soul had to pass through so many millions of bodies. Vasansi Dinnani Jathabihaya. Just like we change our dress, one dress to another. Similarly, the soul is changing. From the aquatic body to the plant life, to the plant life, to the insect life, from insect life, to bird's life, to bird's life, to beast life, for beast life, for human form, this is evolution. The body is not evolving. The soul is getting different types of birth according to its desire. Either by nature, arrangement, or by his own will. So long he is living within the body is less than human body, it is nature's arrangement. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimulatma tattaham iti mannate karmana dhaimanetrena jantur dhiha upavattaye. These are scientific statements. The difference is that we do not consult this scientific knowledge. We want to make research with our blunt senses. That is not possible. We have to take scientific knowledge from the authorities. Vedas. Just like Veda says, the stool, animal stool, is impure. But the cow's stool is pure. Now, you can argue both of them animals by physiological, biological condition. So why one animal's stool is pure and other animal's stool is impure? But if you analyze scientifically, you will see the cow gas is full of antiseptic properties. So, if you take knowledge, scientific knowledge from the Veda, you save the time. That is deductive knowledge. You take the knowledge from the perfect, and you get perfect knowledge. Jasmin vijnate sadamayidam vijnatam bhavanti. But if you take knowledge from imperfect, then your knowledge is imperfect. Therefore, scientific knowledge should be taken from the Vedas. It is everything there. Simply, we have to search out a qualified professor. Tadvijnanatham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. This abhigacchet means must, otherwise you will not be able to understand. So God's knowledge is scientific. Jnanam me sabhijnanam. Religion without scientific knowledge is simply sentiment. It has no value. Generally, religion is going on under sentiment. Therefore, the condition of the human society is so poor. But the whole science is described there. It must be learned from the qualified professor. And religion means, it is stated, dharmantu sakshat bhagavatpranitam. Religion is not unscientific because it is coming from the most perfect. Nitya nityanam chitana chitana. Apurvashya. How it is coming? He can say, therefore, the Supreme Personality comes personally and establishes religion. More scientific. He comes here, paritranaya sadhana, vinashaya chaduskita, dharma samasthapanarthaya, sambhavami jivedi. So, a man cannot give religion. Man-made religion is not religion. But the religion given by God, that is religion. And what is that religion? Sarvadhanman paritajya mami kang saranangvat. Ahamta sarva papibha mukha shami bhag. Krishna says that you give up everything, simply surrender unto me, and I will give you all protection and all knowledge. Tisami va anukampatham aham ajnana jantama nasayami atmabhavastha jnana dipena bhastata. So, if you, our only disease is that we have revolted against God, therefore we are under the clutches of maya, illusion. Vaividhi sagunamai mama maya durattaya mame vajapapadvante maya netantaransita. This is the past. We are placed under the clutches of maya, therefore we are in illusion. We do not know what to do. But if you put yourself under the protection of the Supreme, then you know everything. But you cannot claim that you are independent. You are not independent. That is another maya. We are dependent. Every one of us, we are dependent. Just like we Indians are dependent on the government. So where is your independence? You want to do something, but the government will not allow it. Then you are dependent. In any condition, you are dependent. I talked with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. So there are many talks. I told Professor, after all, we have surrendered to somebody. We have surrendered to Leli, and we have surrendered to Krishna. So the principle of surrender is there. Either you become communist or this is or that. So our conclusion is that why should we surrender to Lenin? Let us surrender to Krishna. Param vijayate sri Krishna sankirtana. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.